It is 9:30 on your Thursday morning. That means I get to welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is nice.
It's for the first day of February to be sitting right now at 41 degrees. And, you know, that's a lot of places around the country. I don't get to say that.
I know. If you listen to the weather, man, it sounds pretty dramatic, but it turned out to be a beautiful day.
And we have pleasant conditions over the weekend. Maybe a touch for some rain at
We
could use some moisture. Larry Glass, I'm sure, would affirm that mm-hmm. the plants can use some moisture. And I haven't checked lake levels. They're probably adequate, but we don't typically get very much rainfall in February or even March.
No, it's that time of year. So hopefully we'll get a little bit.
Well, I guess that means you're running cars through the car wash a little bit more often.
That's right. You know, as long as the temperature stays up, that's hard when it gets really cold to wash cars. We can do a few a day, but not quite as many.
Run them over to the detail shop. Those guys can do a great job.
They do a great job. Yeah, they're very busy this time of year, too, because they do a lot of retail details as well as the ones we do. Stay really busy. And if you've driven by there lately, which is at the corner of Price Road and Highway 75 mm-hmm. on Washington Boulevard, what used to be Price Road Auto, there's a new sign there.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're rebranding that now to be Dungis Truck Ranch. Okay. We're going to focus on pre-owned trucks and accessories, insulation, lift kits, all kinds of good stuff for trucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big part of our business already, and it's kind of a special way for us. We get a lot of truck trade-ins, great Fords and Toyotas, all makes and models, and in a way for us to focus on that inventory and get it on display for everybody in town. And it'll be a truck focused used car lot right there where they're used to, you know, Carl Sumter's old used trucks there for years and years, and mm-hmm. it's a great location for us. And anyway, getting ready to rebrand that. It'll probably open up next week, kind of soft opening, and then later in February we'll start with a grand opening and some promotion and stuff like that.
Well, I'll be happy to help you blow that horn at the appropriate time, but you know, it focuses on something that you have always done and always done well, but now you've got a place to really say, here it is, this is the special spot.
Yeah, we'll show off the stuff like that, the trucks and the accessories. You know, that's a thing that we talk about on the show. I mean, but it is such a big part of the car business these days, and that people customize their vehicles. They want them to be different and personal to them, and they use them for different things, particularly trucks, you know, very utilitarian, and everybody's got, you know, uses it for different things, whether, you know, to go to work, to take the family on vacation, but also to go hunting or go fishing, to get out in the country. Maybe you got to feed the cattle, do whatever you do with your truck. And so it's got to be really multi-purpose and cross-functional. And so there's a lot of different things you can do, whether it's to entertain the kids on a trip or whether it's to get you through the creek easier. It's a lot of different things you can do and different things you can do to make your truck look better, and mm-hmm. People love to do that.
And, well, and like you said, making it personal, you can really trip it out, and with lights and
all kinds of body modifications and lifts and stuff like that. It really is a big part of the business these days.
And your crew is there to help, you know, make those decisions and say, you know, if that's what you want to do, I think this will fit your need very well.
Right, and there you're dealing with, you know, we have all our great technicians, and they do this to their vehicles, but they're also manufacturer trained techs, so they really know how to do this, but still keep your warranty intact to help you work with the vehicle. Sometimes when you're modifying vehicles, of course, you're going to make some changes, and that part of it won't be covered by a warranty if you've changed something on
You want to do it carefully.
and make sure that you're not affecting the operation of the vehicle or something that's going to affect the warranty on a core component of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yeah, it even happens with things like lifts and stuff.